everyone. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to yet another episode of Kids Talk Press podcast. And I am extremely excited to chat today because the whole point of this podcast is to talk about things that are impacting us in real time. Things that we're all talking about in conversations, over a party, over a drink, over coffee, sometimes in our bedrooms discussing with our spouses and their concerns. And this episode is something that I want to chat with you, which could be a boon or it could be a bane. And we're going to talk about a technology that's rapidly taking over the world. Yes, you heard it right. From doing simple tasks for us and making life even more convenient to stealing human jobs, this technological advancement has the potential to change the world for the better or for worse. And as a parent, I am scared.
Before we start this wonderful conversation, I have a really cool announcement to make. Guess who is in Delhi on the 28th and 29th of January, 2023? Yes, it is Peppa Pig. If you haven't done your bookings, then do find the link in the show notes. Your kids are going to love it. Do it before the show is completely sold out.
Yesterday, we're diving into the fascinating world of ChatGPT and artificial intelligence and what is it and how does it work and why does it help? And most importantly, this episode is how can parents, students use it to their advantage? Guys, we are all on the side of looking at positives for things. And if you're a parent, you're a teacher, you're a student, you're absolutely going to love this episode because let's use technology for what it can do for us and how it can help. Okay, diving straight in. Well, ChatGPT, where the GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, is a language model developed by OpenAI. It uses machine learning techniques to generate human-like text. It's been trained on a massive data set of internet text, so it has vast amount of knowledge on a wide range of topics. Now, you might be wondering what algorithm is used to train ChatGPT. As I mentioned earlier, it uses a transformer algorithm. This algorithm is based on a neural network, which is a type of computer program that is designed to mimic the way the human brain works and use this understanding to generate text that is similar to human conversation, just like the one we're having. It works by taking in a prompt or starting point and then generating text that continues that prompt. For example, if you give it a prompt like, what's the best way to make a cup of coffee? It might generate the text, the best way to make a good cup of coffee is to use freshly roasted beans and a French press. One of the greatest things, according to me, about ChatGPT is its ease of use while still allowing for customization to suit individual needs. For example, you can ask questions and prompts that vary on subject matter or difficulty level. And if you're wondering what is the difference between Siri, Alexa, ChatGPT, well, ChatGPT will remember the conversation. It will even admit its mistake. It'll challenge premises or even decline to answer. It will also, which I think is very important, take up follow-up questions as well as to clarify your understanding on a certain topic. For me, that is very important tool because that's what our kids can do, right? So example, if they ask, you know, how do I help my child read? And ChatGPT will respond back with an option to create a reading corner. Your next question can be about the reading corner and it remembers the context you were asking it. For me, I think that's the game changer. I have two daughters and I believe that this thing will be a lifesaver if used correctly. But let's also go into some of the instances that you can use, some that I have used, some I'm ready to explore and some that you may have used. So please take a screenshot of this episode. Tag us with your feedback on Instagram. It's at Mansi.Zaveri, at Kids Talk Press, and tell us how you've used ChatGPT in your family, right? Let me give an example of last Sunday. We just couldn't think of something new to do at home. So I asked ChatGPT and the tool can provide a list of interesting activities that you can do with your kids when you're bored at home. The tool can be also used for language learning by breaking down unfamiliar words. So if you write the word and then you want to know the meaning of it, and then it'll also elaborate it and give it in better understanding and also make sentences of it, which I think was phenomenal. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll also see that I love anything that helps me with time management. Now ChatGPT can assist with time management by creating your to-do list and your schedules. One of the most valuable lessons or features that I thought I as a parent could use from ChatGPT, and I'm sure a lot of teachers will also use, is to draft a lesson plan. more often than not, I would struggle while I'm teaching my daughter to give examples of something. Yeah, you know, kabhi, it just doesn't come to you at that spur of the moment. Now it's become very easy because when I want to teach my kids at home with real life examples, I find it very easy. For example, can you share examples of liquids that are higher in density or liquids that reach boiling point much faster? You know, we all know these answers, but it's just that spur of the moment that we can't recollect it. For me, it's this ability to find resources as quickly as, like, you know, how quickly I pick up the phone and ask my mom recipes. You guys have all seen that on my Instagram. So yes, you must be thinking that ChatGPT is more like a personal assistant. It can even turn into a personal assistant to help you with tasks such as scheduling appointments, making phone calls and sending emails, or writing drafts based on the prompts you give. But that's more of a personal assistant than just a chatbot who can be far more conversational in its approach. This one is again a favorite where the chatbot can actually help the parent create a budget by tracking expenses and suggesting ways to cut costs. This can be useful if you're managing your household finances. In one of the episodes before, I've also spoken about the budget tracker that I use, which has helped me phenomenally to know where am I spending. You know, at some point in time, we got onto spending through Google Pay, Paytm and all of these, and you didn't know where you were essentially spending and how fast the money was going out, and you actually stopped using your credit card a lot more. So that episode exists, so most definitely I've left the link in the show notes. Go ahead and check that one out. Another one could be with online shopping by providing you product reviews, price comparisons and suggestions for better deals or best deals. Also, I am very keen to try it while I'm traveling. Now, I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure that if you tried writing about Indian food restaurants in Bangkok or vegetarian restaurants, or give me a list of vegan friendly restaurants or whatever, I'm sure it'll come up with those too. Now, you know, the other day I was asking my children if we could watch The Wednesday, and I was just again playing around with this tool, and I asked the tool if it was a child friendly movie or show, and it was appropriate and the summary. And this is the best way to consume what you want for your children and, you know, you eventually want to watch or read, because it will give you that response. And, you know, it's detailed, but yet not so detailed that it'll take you forever to read. But you can ask them what to watch, what to read, and this will save you like hours and hours of surfing sometime. You know, I asked my daughter before we actually scripted this episode that, okay, you know, why don't you play around with ChatGPT and tell me how you would use it as a kid. And here are some of the interesting things that they've come up with. And I'm just going to share. It's not my analysis of how a child should be using it. A child's analysis of how a child should be using it, right? Now, if your child is having trouble with a math problem, you can ask ChatGPT for help. And they actually give you step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. This, to me, was supremely efficient, because sometimes even I as a parent can't solve the math problem. And while I know the answer, I don't know how to explain it to my child using the steps. Or sometimes I just don't know the problem at all. I have no qualms in admitting that. It also helps a lot if your kids are doing the international curriculum a lot with research and reliable sources, summing up those research papers and, you know, getting that right kind of credible source and information all in one place. I thought that was very interesting. I thought it also helps generate definitions very well, like within seconds. Like, users can also request that same definition at a specific complexity level. So for example, you know, my daughter typed, explain the period of reconstruction in the US. And you can also say for a fifth grader, just like how us as moms, we use worksheets. Like, we'll say math problems for grade 4 or math problems for grade 5 or addition for grade 4. Literally, you can do that with ChatGPT. I also thought the summary function was very interesting. Like, you can summarize concepts, historical events, pieces of text. Students can then compare and contrast their own summaries using the chatbot summary to spark discussions. And I thought that that was very, very interesting, because sometimes you're curious about a topic, you don't want to get into details and details that Google may throw up, but you just want to paste that text and ask for the summary. And I thought the summary was quite accurate when we tried it on ChatGPT. Another one which is very interesting is edit and improve writing. So, you know, the kids obviously at a higher grade get a lot of You know, they work on draft one, draft two, draft three of their writing. And I thought this was interesting because it gives them quick feedback. Student can paste their piece of writing into ChatGPT, and if it requires edits, revisions, grammatical errors, I'm sure our kids are already using Grammarly. I think COVID got them to do it. But even adding additional transitional phrases or using better or higher level vocabulary or even quotes or, you know, back up their claims with sources, I thought that this was a very interesting way to improve the future of writing. And my daughter tried it and it worked brilliantly. Another very interesting feature, though I'm a little bit on the fence about it, is creating intros, conclusions, and headers, right? I mean, that's essentially how we started writing, and then we would fill it up with a body copy. Now, this actually gives you that structure, right? So if you already have that outline, it can be much easier for a student to actually feed information or their thoughts or their perspective into it. And of course, ChatGPT creates all of this body, this outline and the structure. So share it with your kids if you feel like it's okay. It's also a tool that can basically come up with a precise and accurate solution for, like I said, almost every perceivable problem, so long as you ask the right question. And I think the key is in asking right. Like, some people often ask me, how do you Google just about everything so efficiently, and how do you get the right responses? I think it's not about getting the right response, it's asking about the right question. Now, I know that we're all going to be pros and cons about it, but guys, let's not fight technology. Let's use it for what it's worth, and let's move on with times. Let our kids explore how they can use it without obviously copying and plagiarizing things. I would love, absolutely love to know your feedback. Like I mentioned before, take a screenshot of this episode, tag us on Instagram if you loved it, hated it. Your reviews will matter the world to us, because that's how more people will know about the Kidstop Press podcast. So would totally love for you to leave us a review on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you're listening to this on. If you've tried ChatGPT with your kids or by yourself as a family, let us know how you've used it. How have you found, like, which part, which bit that it assisted you the best with? And I would absolutely love to know that. Feel free to drop a DM as well. Totally looking forward to your responses. And let me know topics that you would like us to ponder on. Tell me topics that you guys are discussing with your friends, with your spouses, things that you're getting sleepless nights over. We'll totally pick that up in the next episode of the Kidstop Press podcast.
For parenting tips, celebrity interviews, recipes, conversations with experts, DIYs, and lots more, subscribe to Kidstop Press now.